Welcome back into Sports Call here on Tiger 93.9 FM. Streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. J.J. Jackson, Ryan Lavoie, and Christian Page here on this Friday program. And we love on Fridays going to our phone lines and talk with Kevin McAlpin of the Braves Radio Network. Kevin, I got to be honest, it wasn't a perfect week for the Atlanta Braves. I shouldn't have spoke last week because some more losses came their way. But they still found ways to win many baseball games. How are you today?
I was thinking about you guys last Friday night. I was going to back on Twitter, but, you know, the offense bailed you guys out. You guys should have sent a gift basket or something. It made us all look.
Exactly. That ninth inning that the Braves had last Friday night was something truly special. Hopefully they're up for more special things this weekend against Washington. We'll get to Dallas Keuchel in just a little bit. But what would you make of the Braves last week here, Kevin?
Yeah, you know, it was a tremendous homestand. Look, it was one they needed to put together a stretch like that, especially at home. Look, they've been such a good team on the road, and I know we talked about this last week. They needed to carry that over and start establishing some home field momentum, some home field advantage, and I think they did that. And I think what they continue to show is, you know, this is not a team you can give up on in a hurry. This is a team you want to watch them till the ninth inning, because I know there were some folks who probably went to bed early last Friday night and missed some history being made. It was a big win, but again, I think it shows the resilience this team, you know, continues to show on a daily basis. And you know, they have a tough game against Jacob DeGrom, and they go out and they beat up on Steven Matz the next night. So, you know, it's just the mentality and the makeup of this team. They continue to show a lot of fight even when they're down. And again, this is a team you can't quit on early, guys.
Kevin, you can really tip your cap to a lot of players for consistent play over this, you know, this really good last couple of weeks for the Braves, and extended a little further than that. But a guy that's really come from the bottom and is now at the forefront of all the success. I mean, every time you get an alert on your phone, it says Josh Donaldson has done something.
Yeah.
What has amounted to just his success and his just white hot streak right now?
Well, you know, he was having trouble against the curveball, guys. And when the team got home from this most recent road trip, he was one of the first guys out there, I think it was last Friday night. And, you know, they fired up the curveball machine, and he saw a steady dose of breaking balls. And what you saw was, on that homestand, on that three-game series against Philly, I think he had 8 hits in the series, and 7 of them were against the curveball. So everybody knows Josh Donaldson can hit a fastball, you know, 500 feet. And I think what you've seen is teams try to approach him differently, and he had to make an adjustment, and he did that. He worked hard on it, and you've seen it pay off. So, you know, this is what Josh Donaldson's capable of. This is what he did back in 2015 when he was the MVP in the American League. He went on a tear like this. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say he's going to be the MVP this season in the NL, but he's on a stretch where he's really dangerous. And when he's hitting behind Freddie Freeman, I think Freddie's been pitched to differently, and that's helped him out because his numbers are certainly taken off. So, you know, when you have a bat like that with the protection in the middle of your order, it's a really, really good luxury to have. And Donaldson's going really well right now.
Let's move on to tonight's starter, Kevin. Without further ado, the shiny new toy that is Dallas Keuchel for the Atlanta Braves. What kind of pitch count will he be on tonight? What is his expectations for start number one with the big club?
I'll put it this way. I just asked Brian Snicker literally about 5 minutes ago if there was any restrictions. And he said, well, if his rotator cuff catches on fire, we'll get him out of there. But right now, there is no restrictions on Dallas Keuchel here tonight in his debut. He got up and down 7 times in both of his appearances in the minors. He's been throwing simulated games. Now, we all know it's going to be a whole other animal. We've got an hour and a half till game time, and Nationals Park is packed. And so, you know, it's going to be a different adrenaline when he takes the field here tonight. But, you know, I don't worry about that becoming something that throws him out of his game. I mean, he's 31. He's accomplished a lot in his career. He's been an All-Star, a Gold Glove winner. He's a Cy Young Award winner. So I don't expect any kind of, you know, restrictions or limitations now. Look, they're not going to run him into the ground 120 pitches tonight, but I think what they'll do is keep a close eye on how many stressful innings and how many stressful pitches he has to throw and kind of base it from there. But again, he's all systems go, no limitations whatsoever. They're going to turn him loose and see what he's got tonight.
We know it's a one-year deal for Dallas Keuchel. We also know some comments via his agent that he is looking to have a successful season and take that to free agency with a big deal in mind. So maybe not an Atlanta Brave for much beyond this year. So what does a successful season with Dallas Keuchel look like for Atlanta?
Well, I think it helps get him over the hump of a first-round exit in the postseason. I really do. I mean, look, you look at what happened last season. I think the Braves were happy, just happy to be in the playoffs again. I don't think a first-round exit in the division series this year is okay with this group. And I think the expectations have been raised They're playing really good baseball right now. They're the second-best team in the National League. They've been the best team in baseball here over the month of June, not only offensively, but the pitching, the bullpen's been really good. So I think, you know, I think a successful season would be helping the Braves get over the hump and hopefully advance into October. I think that would be a realistic goal for not only the team, but for Dallas personally. And, you know, I wouldn't rule out the fact that he wouldn't want to be here beyond this year. He really has meshed and gelled with this group very quickly. There's a lot of veteran guys in that clubhouse that are excited to have him. But I think, you know, what he brings as far as a veteran leader, you know, you'll see that 4 out of 5 days when he's not pitching. You're going to see the conversations he has with Max Fried, with Mike Soroka in the dugout. Heck, back at SunTrust Park, Soroka's locker is right next to Dallas Keuchel's, and I love it. So it's a valuable resource to have not only every fifth day, but on those 4 days he's not pitching, just be waiting to see the conversations he has with these young starters and even these young relievers as well about how that they can, you know, continue to grow and develop as they go forward as well.
We're talking to Kevin McAlpin of the Braves Radio Network. And, Kevin, shifting gears a little bit to some of the things that the offense has done thus far this year. A lot of hot performances. Already talked about Josh Donaldson. We just know how good Ronald Acuna, Freddie Freeman, some of those guys have been all year long. So with that in mind, with all these players playing individually really well, how many guys do you think could make the All-Star team off this roster? Because it feels like a lot of guys are headed in that direction.
I think 5 is a realistic number, guys. I really do. I mean, Freddie Freeman, to me, is obviously a lock. Brian McCann has made a lot of noise for himself. He's putting together a tremendous year. I don't think you can look past what Dansby has done. Mike Soroka, to me, is an all-star on the mound. That, to me, is 4 right there. And then, you know, what you're seeing from Donaldson here, he's really heating up. Ozzie Albies, putting together a tremendous first half. So I would think 5 is a pretty safe number. And the Braves right now have 7 guys that are, you know, towards the top of their respective positions. So I think 5 would be a tremendous number to send to Cleveland here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it really would. And we heard earlier that Brian Snitker looks like he'll be on the managerial staff there for Dave Roberts in the 2019 yep. All-Star game there in Cleveland. Kevin, also, while you're with us here today, what's the latest with Ender Inciarte?
So I talked to Ender a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact, and he was actually heading down to the Braves' new complex in Northport to start his rehab activities when the team went on this long 10-game road trip. Now, he's been running, he's been playing catch, but he hasn't slid, and he said sliding is going to be the next hurdle for him, because that's how he hurt himself, sliding into second base. So once he starts ramping up the base running activities and starts sliding, I think is when you'll see him start playing in some of these extended spring games, and those are opportunities where he can basically lead off every inning and get 8 to 10 at-bats if he wants to on a given day. So it's still going to be a while. They're going to slow play this. You know, his back is feeling better, but it's not 100%. And so steps in the right direction, but certainly not to the point where he's ready to begin a full-blown rehab assignment where he goes out to one of the minor league affiliates.
A quick question for you, Kevin, kind of league-wide, and we alluded to last week how the Braves are on pace to hit the most home runs in their franchise's history. A lot of teams, a lot of players hitting a lot of home runs. Do you have any takes on why that is? Is the baseball, because I've heard this from some people, do you believe the baseball might be just a little bit juiced this year, or what's going on around the major leagues?
Yeah, I think that's something that Major League Baseball is going to have to address this offseason. Look, I know the casual fan would rather go see a game that's 10-9 with 7 home runs hit as opposed to a 1-0 Kershaw-Bumgarner pitcher's duel. But I do think the ball is slightly more juiced this year than we've seen in the last couple of years. And Major League Baseball as a whole is on pace to just blow the all-time record out of the water by more than 1,000. I mean, think about that, guys. There's a chance that you can see 1,000 more home runs this season than you've ever seen before.
Wow.
That is crazy to think about. So I think it's something that will be addressed in the offseason. Again, I know the fans, you like to see it, but I think at some point you got to say there's got to be some you know, medium ground here somewhere where, you know, you can still allow the ball to travel, but right now it's just crazy to think about the numbers and the on-pace figures, not only for the Braves, but for all of Major League Baseball combined.
You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin McAlpin, and when you go to his Twitter page, you'll see that Kevin McAlpin took in last night's Nationals game. I'm curious, Kevin, because we asked this last week or a couple of weeks ago in Miami. As folks go on their summer baseball trips, you were right there as a fan last night. What jumps out to you about Nationals Park?
Well, you know what jumped out to me is the fact that I didn't have to work. I could have a cold beer and I could sit in the stands, and That was the best part of the whole night, and I could leave whenever I wanted. Didn't have to stay and work when the game was over. But now, you know what? It's a good atmosphere. They've done a really nice job. And if anybody out there listening has been to D.C. for a game, come back, because the area around Nationals Park has totally changed over the years. They're building all kinds of condos and hotels and bars and restaurants. This area was hopping last night for a Thursday night in the rain. So it was just nice to kind of sit back, relax, and take in a game where I didn't have to worry about what kind of questions I was going to ask post-game, and I could hop on the train and leave whenever I wanted.
and then as the summer baseball tours continue, we won't have you on the program again until next Friday. After this trip in D.C., the Braves, of course, go to Wrigley. Wrigley Field speaks for itself, but as someone who's been there a number of times throughout their career, Kevin, what else would you like to add about the Wrigley Field experience?
It's just, there's nothing like it. I mean, for me, it's the history. When you walk in a building like Wrigley or Fenway, I mean, you can't replicate it. I mean, to me, you know, you walk through certain areas of that ballpark that haven't been changed since the doors opened originally. And so, you know, if those walls could talk, especially in the little tunnels when you walk down from the clubhouse down to the dugout, I mean, the things that those walls have seen and heard, I mean, there's no way you can replicate that. To me, that's why I'm not a big fan of the new Yankee Stadium, because you don't have the history there. I had a chance. I was lucky enough to go on the field at Yankee Stadium, the original one, before they tore it down, and you get chills when you walk in places like that. So, you know, you have the rooftops across the street at Wrigley. You've got the atmosphere in Wrigleyville. The Cubby Bear and all the local bars are slammed pre- and post-game. There's just no way you can replicate it. But, again, the history to me, I'm a nerd when it comes to old-school baseball stuff, and that to me, it doesn't get any better than that.
Finally, Kevin, before we let you go, let's go through the usual final question. What can we expect this weekend between the Braves and Nationals there in D.C.?
Well, two teams playing really good baseball. Obviously, we know how hot the Braves have been, but the Nationals, they've really started heating things up, too. They're swinging the bats well. They got Strasburg going tonight, which, you know, is always going to be a challenge. Anibal Sanchez tomorrow, and then it sounds like Joe Ross will start on Sunday. The Nationals had a crazy week of rain here in their series with the Phillies. They waited 3 hours Monday before they banged the game. They waited 2.5 hours Tuesday. They played a doubleheader on Wednesday, and they played late in the rain last night, too. So it's just nice to see some blue sky here at the nation's capital, because they have not had a whole lot of that here. The good news, guys, it does sound like we will avoid having to see the Skittles tarp here for the next 3 days. That's a good sign.
That's a very good sign indeed. Kevin McAlpin of the Braves Radio Network. You can listen to all those games right here in Auburn on 1230 WAUD. Kevin, we appreciate the time. I'm not going to jinx anything this week, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Sounds good, fellas. Thanks.